Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. After losing the closest of elections, which included a recount and a court decision, Republican Aaron Paul is running again for House District 54A in the Shakopee area. Paul lost by 14 votes to the eventual winner, DFL Representative Brad Tabke. Paul says he's not looking back, just forward with his new campaign.
I've 100% moved on. You know, it was a tremendous experience, and I know a lot more than I did at this point in 24, so I'm very positive about moving forward, and that's kind of what my focus is.
Paul's background includes 30 years as a police officer. State health officials are warning that mosquitoes carrying West Nile virus are active right now. Department of Health epidemiologist Elizabeth Schiffman says the highest risk areas for disease are the ag regions in central and western Minnesota. Schiffman says they've confirmed 20 cases of West Nile virus and are investigating another 50 reports. There was a total of 35 cases in Minnesota last summer. Schiffman says two people in Minnesota have died from West Nile virus complications. The Bring It Home Rental Assistance Program is getting an infusion of money from the Minnesota Housing Board. Program Director Jennifer Bergman says it will help roughly 5,000 families across the state.
The legislature really wanted to focus on and make a priority for this rental assistance be people with children under the age of 18 with incomes at or below 30% of the area median income.
A total of $123 million in rental assistance grants will be going out. Today is the 14th annual Military Appreciation Day at the State Fair. Minnesota National Guard Colonel Jesse Johnson says they're expecting thousands of vets and their families for all the events.
The opening ceremony at 10 o'clock at the Liney Lodge Bandshell will feature Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs Commissioner Brad Lindsay, Major General Sean Mankey, and Senator Klobuchar. And there will be a joint color guard and a flyover conducted by the 34th Infantry Division.
Veterans and their families receive discounted gate admission of $15. In other headlines, a serial domestic abuser will spend over a decade in federal prison. Ronnie Shaka, a 44-year-old man with a long and violent criminal history, including 8 prior felony convictions, was sentenced after pleading guilty to possessing a firearm. Court documents say in November of 2023, Shaka threatened his pregnant girlfriend and her baby with a ghost gun to prevent her from leaving the house. The DFL majority leader of the Minnesota Senate says she's aware of challenges facing farmers in the state. Aaron Murphy says the struggles go beyond the farm.
Rural communities across the state of Minnesota are going to be experiencing things as a result of congressional action, whether it is lack of access to health care, a depletion of funding for their schools, and for SNAP.
Murphy says the Minnesota Senate is committed to unpacking the One Big Beautiful Bill Act to understand the implications for Minnesotans. And a woman who called the Somali child racial slurs at a Rochester park faces 3 charges. A video of the incident went viral in April, sparking outrage nationwide. The Rochester City Attorney's Office says Shiloh Hendricks will be charged with 3 counts of disorderly conduct.